Well, hi, everyone, and welcome back to another Remember When moment in time. Today, we're going to listen to one of the shows I did a number of years ago, one of my very first shows. You're going to hear a little of the background and some of the great music from that moment in time known as the Big Band Era. So sit back, relax, and enjoy. One of the biggest stars of that day, Tommy Dorsey and his orchestra, or the Boxcars 7-Eleven Old Time Radio Pod, with the oldies are still young.
Boxcars 7-Eleven Old Time Radio Pod, a great place to hang out.
The Radio Memories Network is brought to you in part by Liberated Syndication, podcast publishing made easy, libsyn.com. That's LIBSYN.com. The Radio Memories Network welcomes you to the earliest days of radio. All this is still ours today through the Radio Memories Network.
In big band history, the Tommy Dorsey Orchestra is recognized as one of the best all-round dance bands. They could swing with the best of them. No other band could come close to Tommy when it came to playing ballads. Tommy Dorsey, the sentimental gentleman of swing, was a master at creating warm, sentimental, and always musical moods, and superb dancing and listening tempos. Tommy sustained these moods through the arrangements of the likes of Paul Weston, Axel Strodel, and Cy Oliver. And he showcased swingers who could project them brilliantly. Jack Leonard sang with the band for about 4 years, recording such fine sides as Dedicated to You, If It's the Last Thing I Do, Little White Lies, You Taught Me to Love Again, Once in a While, and probably the most famous of all, Marie. With the band singing vocal riffs as Jack sang the straight lyric, Marie was so successful that he recorded several more standard tunes with the same formula. They include Who, Yearning, and East of the Sun. Song of India, The Other Side of Marie, was also a huge Dorsey hit. Frank Sinatra's career blossomed with Dorsey, and with Sinatra's vocals, the band became more successful than ever. Frank had often admitted that listening to Tommy helped him to develop his phrasing and breathing, along with his musical taste and knowledge. Cy Oliver infused the band with a new musical spirit. It was a gentler version of the rocking, rhythmic sounds that he had created for Jimmy Lunsford, toned down somewhat and played with more precision by the Dorsey Band. These original tunes included Easy Does It, Quiet Please, Sing High, Yes Indeed, Swinging on Nothing, Well Get It, and Opus Number 1. Oliver also had a unique way of approaching a straight pop tune, injecting a soft, two-beat feeling into it. He did this with resounding success in such arrangements as What Can I Say After I Say I'm Sorry, For You, Swanee River, Mandy, Make Up Your Mind, Chicago, and On the Sunny Side of the Street. The vocalists worked both individually and together, turning out several hits of superior quality. There was Sinatra's This Love of Mine, Joe Stafford's Embraceable You, the Pied Pipers and Sinatra's There Are Such Things, Just As Though You Were Here, Street of Dreams, and Oh, Look at Me Now. Their biggest hit of all, the one that established vocal groups forever, was I'll Never Smile Again. The band was at its best in this decade. In the summer of 1941, it outranked every other band to finish first in one of the most indicative of all popular polls, Martin Block's Make Believe Ballroom Contest. By late 1946, it was becoming apparent that the band business was having problems. In December of 46, 8 top band leaders announced they were calling it quits. Woody Herman, Betty Goodman, Harry James, Les Brown, Jack Teagarden, Benny Carter, Ina Ray Hutton, and Tommy Dorsey. Essentially, this was the official end of the big band era. However, it was Tommy Dorsey who, in the years immediately following, fought the case of the big bands with words and action. Less than 2 years later, he was fronting a formidable new group. It's about time somebody got things going again, Tommy said at that time. You can't expect to have any real interest in dance bands if the bands don't go around the country and play for the kids. And so it continues. The Tommy Dorsey Orchestra, now led by Buddy Morrow, is traveling throughout the country playing for the kids, kids of all ages. Tommy was Jimmy's younger brother and the more temperamental of the two. He was generally blamed for the feuding between the two that eventually brought about the demise of the Dorsey Brothers band. As a youngster, Tommy shared the same musical gift as his older brother and was equally adept at both the trumpet and his main instrument, the trombone. Tommy was a hot player at heart, having recorded a few hot sides by 1927 and continued to play with smaller ensembles throughout his career. During the 1930s, after the breakup of the Dorsey Brothers Orchestra, Tommy formed his own group from the remnants of the old Joe Haynes Orchestra. During this period, Tommy also led a number of smaller hot groups that were formed with members of the big bands. He also freelanced and played with a number of legendary jazzmen, including Louis Armstrong, Mez Mezro, George Wetling, Jack Teagarden, Red Allen, Eddie Condon, and Pops Forrest. In 1953, the Dorsey Brothers reunited when Jimmy joined Tommy's band. From 1955 through 56, the brothers had their own show on the CBS network, Stage Show, which gave them national coverage. Tommy Dorsey was born in Shenandoah, Pennsylvania, November 19, 1905. He married Jane New in 1948, and she remained his wife until his death. She had been a dancer at the renowned Copacabana. After Dorsey's death, Jane obtained the rights to her late husband's band and renamed it the Tommy Dorsey Orchestra, a group which continues to play to this day. Jane died of natural causes at age 79. In 1956, Tommy Dorsey died at the age of 51 in his Greenwich, Connecticut home in his sleep. Frank Sinatra released a tribute album to Dorsey in 1961 entitled Remember Tommy, with arrangements by Cy Oliver. Now let's sit back, relax, and enjoy the immortal music of the great Tommy Dorsey.
of a man. Jack, she's really slick. And she only knocked me out. But she's my buddy, Jack. Started once to move right in. Changed my mind, but quick. She could send me, yes, she could. But she's my buddy's chick. She passed by looking cute and fine. Man, she really caught my eye. From her quaint little hat down to her boots was the finest of scenic rooms. That's the way the story ends. I nicked out but quick. But I'm sorry to my soul. She's my buddy, Jane.
I'd be laughing.
I would be feeling like a do-do-do. I was all wrong, right or wrong, I don't blame you. Babe, I'm confessing I love you.
And I'm sorry,
sorry I shamed you.
I know that I made you cry.
And I am so sorry. Won't you forgive me? Forgive me. Oh, what can I say, dear, after I say I'm sorry?
He's going to be strictly on his own. And, Frank, I want to tell you that everyone in the band wishes you the best of luck.
Thanks, Mac, and I'd like to say that I'm going to miss all you guys after kicking around for 3 years. And, ladies and gentlemen, I'd like you to meet the boy who's going to take my place as the vocalist with Tommy in the band. He's a fine guy, a wonderful singer, and he was good enough for Harry James and Benny Goodman, and that's really saying plenty. Folks, I'd like you to meet Dick Haymes.
Well, Frank, I don't know if anyone can really take your place with this band, but I'm going to be in there trying. You can bet on that. As for you, well, I know that you'll be knocking them dead on your own hook.
I agree with you there, Dick, and thanks a lot, Dick Haymes. Frank, before you hit the road, how about one more song just for Auld Lang Syne?
That's all right with me, Tom. Give me the beat on our arrangement of the song as you, and I'll see what I can do with it.
When I look at you, a beautiful theme of every dream I ever knew. Down deep in my heart, I hear it play
that start, then melt away. Is this the day? I alone have heard this lovely strain. Must it be forever inside of me? Why can't I let it go? Why can't I let you know? Why can't I let you know the song my heart would sing? That beautiful rhapsody of love and youth and spring. Music is sweet, the words are true, the song is you. From my window, a sky full of dreams.
This is Bob Camardella thanking everyone for tuning in to WPNM, where the oldies are still young. Don't forget to tune in again tomorrow at 12 noon for more old-time radio.
This station is being brought to you via NOLSOFT Shoutcast streaming technology. For more information, visit shoutcast.com.